Fur and Georgine Skeen. Miss Fur and Miss Skeen.
Miss Fur and Mr. Fur. Helen Fur, Georgine Skeen. Starts with Helen Fur.
Starts with her in her house. With Mrs. Fur and Mrs. Skeen. With Mrs. Fur and Mr. Fur. It's a pleasant house.
Pleasant life. Pleasant people.
Woman. Pleasant man. Pleasantry.
Helen was working.
She did not mind it, and she did work. But she didn't find it completely very happy in that house and with those people at that place always.
It seemed hard. It seemed unsatisfying. Like she needed something else.
Someone else. Somewhere else. Someplace else. Not really sure where, but one can only assume.
Where was it? Where did she go? Where did she meet? What do you think?
Europe? Maybe Paris. Somewhere else.
Amsterdam, maybe?
Probably Paris. And there
she met others who were looking for something similar to what she was looking for.
Somewhere else, someplace else. And
she met Georgine Skeen there.
Together, they found each other
quite immediately
within the first paragraph.
Fifth line paragraph. They were together.
Then they stayed together
for a long time. They were together doing the things that they do.
Traveling together, not traveling together.
Helen didn't like traveling.
Georgine did. One could only assume it's a stand-in for something else, but traveling is a big thing in their relationship.
Or not traveling is a big thing in their relationship. It's not enough traveling.
Helen didn't really care about traveling, but there they were, they stayed together, and they traveled, and they stayed together, and they traveled.
They were happy. They were happy, they were pleasant. They were happy, they were pleasant.
Love pleasantry.
But they were not too happy. At least Helen Fur wasn't too happy.
They were just regularly happy.
The
regular.
The happy. That's pretty much it.
I travel somewhere.
They stayed there.
They travel were happy apart. There. Fundamentally, these two women, they found each other and they drifted apart.
Did they come back together again?
Not from my memory.
They seem so happy, they seem so pleasant together.
They have too much conflict around traveling.
Was it the traveling that broke them apart?
One of them did not care too much about traveling.
That was Helen Kerr.
Happy there, regularly happy.
Georgine skiing.
On the other hand, she liked traveling.
She wanted to do more traveling.
They did some traveling, but not very much. They did some. Georgine skiing would have liked to do more. They both of them kind of settle for a kind of regular pleasantry that they run away from. Find someone else, somewhere else, someplace else.
Do they look for others when they separated? Did the prose poem say more?
What really is there to say about these two women other than regular.
You're regularly happy.
Thank you.
Chắc cái nhìn.
Pleasant home. Mrs. Fur was quite a pleasant woman. Mr. Fur was quite a pleasant man. Helen Fur had quite a pleasant voice, a voice quite worth cultivating. She did not mind working. She worked to cultivate her voice. She did not find it gay living in the same place where she had always been living. She went to some place where some were cultivating something. She went to some place where some were cultivating something. Voices and other things needing cultivating.
Cultivating her voice, which some said was quite a pleasant one. Helen Fur and Georgine Skeen lived together then. Georgine Skeen liked traveling. Helen Fur did not care about traveling. She liked to stay in one place and be gay there. They lived together then and traveled to another place and stayed there and were gay there.
They stayed there and were gay there. Not very gay there, just gay there. There. They were regularly working there, both of them cultivating their voices there. They were both gay there. Georgine Skeen was gay there. She was regular. Regular in being gay. Regular in not being gay. Regular in being a gay one. Was one not being gay longer than was needed to be one being quite a gay one. They were both gay then there and both working there then.
They were in a way both gay there, where there was, where they were cultivating something. They were regular, be gay there. Helen Fur was gay there. She was gayer and gayer there. And really, she was just gay there. She was gayer and gayer there. That is to say, she found ways of being gay there that she was using in being gay there. She was gay there. Not gayer and gayer, just gay there. That is to say, she was not gayer by using the things she found there that were gay things. She was gay there, always. She was gay there. They were quite regularly gay there. Helen Fur and Georgine Skeen. They were regularly gay there where they were gay. They were very regularly gay. To be regularly gay was to do every day the gay thing that they did every day. To be regularly gay was to end every day at the same time after they had been regularly gay. They were regularly gay. They were gay every day. They ended every day in the same way at the same time they had been every day regularly gay. To be regularly gay was to do every day. To be regularly gay was to do every day
the gay thing that they did every day. To be regularly gay was to end every day at the same time after they had been regularly gay. They were regularly gay. They were gay every day. They ended every day in the same way at the same time, and they had been every day regularly gay. Regularly gay was to do every day the gay thing that they did every day. To be regularly gay was to end every day in the same time after they had been regularly gay. They were regularly gay. They were gay every day. They ended every day in the same way at the same time, and they had been every day regularly gay.
Thank you. Thank you.